tell me what the Rosemary Award is before you tell me who won.
Well, first, it's named after Nixon's secretary, Rosemary Woods, who she claimed accidentally held a very long stretch for 18 and a half minutes to delete a key portion of Watergate tape. And in that spirit, we give it to the federal agency with the worst open government performance every year.
And the winner is for 2012.
Well, going back to for 2011, but it's the Department of Justice.
Why justice this year?
Well, I think a lot of people who know about government know that President Obama issued really great FOIA guidelines his first day in office. And we, the open government community, was really encouraged. But as we kept tracking government agencies, we saw a really big disconnect between these great pronouncements and what was actually happening with FOIA, and Freedom of Information Act. We found that only one of our audits showed that only about 50% of agencies were complying and that there were FOIA requests older than 20 years. So we looked and kind of saw who's the FOIA enforcer, who's not doing their job enforcing FOIA throughout the government. And it turns out it's the Department of Justice. And not only were they just a bad change agent, they were also a poor FOIA role model. Let's see, some of the indictments in our count against them were this year they issued really bad FOIA regulations that would have allowed them to lie to FOIA requesters and made claims like online media should no longer get news media status. And these regulations are kind of the role model for other agencies. And they also did some really poor, in my view, FOIA litigation. They argued to the Supreme Court, essentially, that the Freedom of Information Act should turn from a disclosure statute to a withholding statute, and Justice Sotomayor even called that an odd argument. They also launched a war on leakers using the Espionage Act that was written to convict spies of people telling information to journalists.
A lot of material in this report. We have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth to your post on the National Security Archive. Mm-hmm. Overall, are there agencies that are doing this better, and is justice an aberration, or do they fit a narrative that that a lot of journalists seem to find, according to the Society of Professional Journalists survey that we talked about on the program yesterday? Does this kind of fit a narrative of how federal agencies are operating and have operated?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think the term that's apt is FOIA as usual. But Obama didn't call for FOIA as usual with some slight improvements. He called for the act to actually realize its potential. And more bad news is I would say justice is even as poor as it is, it's still in the middle of the pack. There's worse agencies than the DOJ. But some good agencies, I always like to give credit to the Department of State. They continue to do a really good job with FOIA. They have a bunch of retired ambassadors that know the law inside and out, know their material out, and just keep releasing. And the Department of Defense is pretty good, too. They proactively post all of the documents that they release under FOIA, and their website has a lot of good stuff that they've released.
Now, I know it's a devil's advocate kind of argument for you to try to answer, mm-hmm. but is there some context or some reasons that the Justice Department might have for trying to keep this information the way that they've got it now?
Well, there certainly are legitimate secrets. I found that it doesn't make much good really arguing what is and what isn't. But what you can't argue about is that they're not really following the process. It's not the decision on what's secret and what isn't. They recently claimed that the OLC, Office of Legal Counsel memo on assassinating al-Awlaki, they can neither confirm nor deny that it exists, which is a head scratcher. But I wouldn't even argue with that. I would say that our biggest problem is with the process, and the law requires them to enforce FOIA government-wide, and they're not doing that, regardless of specific decisions on information.
There's a passage in this post that I found particularly interesting, and maybe you can give me some context to this. Mm-hmm. Dan Metcalf, founding director and 25-year veteran of the Justice Department's Office of Information and Privacy, now called the Office of Information Policy, agrees, talking about some of these issues that you've raised. The Atlantic Wire reported his judgment that the department's, this is a quote of Mr. Metcalf, the department's most recent backlog reduction claim appears to be grossly wrong. Metcalf pointed out that to boast of a reduced backlog, the DOJ omitted data of about 3,081 other pending FOIA requests that haven't been responded to but could not all be technically overdue. What does that mean?
So we gave the DOJ their Rosemary Award, and the next day they gave a quote saying to the Associated Press, and quote, anyone that knows anything about FOIA knows that the DOJ is doing better than ever, essentially. And National Security Archives filed over 40,000 FOIA requests since 86, so that kind of hurt our feelings a little bit. And then the next day, I'm sure in response, they did this posting claiming that DOJ continues to late, claiming, in my view and others, I've linked to all of the people that debunked it in the post, a ridiculous 94% release rate and a very large backlog reduction rate. And essentially, to get these numbers, they cook the books. On the FOIA release rate, there's 11 reasons when you can withhold documents, and the DOJ chose to only report two so that they get this great appearing 93% number. Their performance is not near that good.